She Tells Sea Tales by Grant McFarlane.
Staring ahead to the vision in front of her, in reverence to her beauty, Miss Beaumont is diverted by the cheering fans. She steadies herself on the pontoon and, with a flick of the hair and a self-satisfied smile, turns to soak in the admiration of the regatta crowd chanting, "Lady B, Lady B." The television crew hand her a microphone and she waits for the chorus to calm down. "Thank you. Thank you all so much," she spoke to further applause. "Don't you think Lady B looks even more beautiful now that she's won?" Egging the crowd on to further chants of "Lady B" as she turns and genuflects to the yacht behind her. The doorbell rings and Julie's head shakes, looking upon her arms, akimbo, underneath the water of her shower. "Wait, I'm coming," she shouts as she quickly wraps a towel around herself and slops to the door. "Parcel for Miss Beaumont?" the Amazon delivery man queries. "I just need you to sign for it and take a quick picture of it by the door, if you don't mind." Julie minded very much as she noticed him sneaking a peek at her wet legs as he did so, offering him a curt "thank you" as she closed the door. She sat on the welcome mat and tried to remember what she had ordered and when. Opening the parcel to find a pillar box red silk dress by Dior, Miss Beaumont said, "You want me to wear this? It's beautiful, but awfully short, is it not? Julie, Julie." Miss Beaumont, distracted by the French pronunciation of her name, giggled coyly before teasing the word "yes" in response to Mr. Arnaud.
"We wish you to be the very embodiment of all our brand stands for. Your spoken prowess should not make you any less feminine, nor less incredible. You stand for the pinnacle of all a woman can achieve. You stand for Dior and our sponsorship of the America's Cup. You should be proud, no?"
Now wrapped in the silk mini dress, she follows the photographer's instructions to pose for the magazine covers she shall soon appear on. The stylist pulls her hair over her shoulder as the whirs and clicks of the cameras tap, tap, tappity, tap, tap. Alfie incessantly paws the door, wanting to go on their morning run. Julie takes a moment to wring out the wetness from her hair on the towel, now only covering her chest, and looks at Alfie, a present from her ex. He was a cute dog. He wasn't much to look at, but he was something to think about, as Julie imagined his regret of breaking up with her, if he could only see her now. Who would break up with the yacht race winning face of Dior, she considered, as the boom hits his head, knocking him into the sea. The flecks of water from her hair melding with the flecks of blood from his head. Julie Beaumont stared ahead to the vision in front of her.